pretty breeze. The fluffy, gentle cotton blue and white frock floats in the breeze past the bookshop window, and contained therein is a young slim body, topped with blonde long hair flowing, flowing, flowing in the June cool Thursday morning. Another day at the shop, and its owner is standing at the window licking postage stamps and pressing them against the upper right-hand corners of a stack of envelopes. Just the other day, a white sports car pulled up before the parking meter in front of the bookstore. Moving gracefully out of the driver's side was another young woman, dressed in high heels and short dress, her stockingless legs evenly toned and steady on the pavement as she walked around the front of the car and bent down to open the passenger door. Gently, she removed a small basket from the seat and just as gently carried it to the bookshop and entered. The owner recognized her as a regular customer who, a few weeks before, was body large with wedlockless child, the same child who now occupied the basket she carried. The owner was introduced to the infant Sydney, whose tiny feet and toes curled in silent slumber, oblivious to the old books and the old relic proprietor and the young exotic dancer who had decided to raise her on her own and was now back to dancing at Sammy's Go-Go Lounge. The customer beamed at the basket and its contents, picked up the books the owner had been holding for her these last few weeks, and pulled out the usual large roll of $5 bills she carried. The tab was $50, so the owner was 10 $5 bills richer. He watched as she carried her precious cargo to the car and drove away, then went about his business and filed the experience away with all the other unusual and eccentric happenings of bookshop life. The infant Sydney was an intimate contact between the owner and his customer, and it occurred to him later that the $5 bills were probably equally intimate objects, since they had most likely been received as tax-free tips during her performances. The bookstore owner had a sense of feeling intimate with all his customers, though the intimacies were varied and vexing and joyful and sad, depending on what and when and where. He felt that opening a book and finding a pressed flower or a love letter was just as intimate an act as looking at a basketed infant fresh out of the womb or a folded $5 bill recently pressed against the skin of a young exotic dancer in the remains of a big city on a cool June morning.